And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 138. I am Silas Lindenstein. I am one of your hosts. And today I'm your only host because this is a Black and a Half reviews edition. You know Black and a Half, the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle, probably. But today's episode is one of our reviews, where I review one of the newest movies or TV shows that are out there. And today I got two for you. Today I'm going to review both two Netflix films, Holidate and Yes, God, Yes. Okay. So those are the two today. Episode number 130, and it's just me today. Samantha Rund is not on today. It's just me and just my opinions. And hey, maybe if there's a film that's coming out that you want to review, you can come on the show with me, one of you listeners. So just let me know. Let me know if there's a movie coming out. Maybe we could plan it together and we could be closer friends than we are. Maybe one of the Patreon members, you know, wants to come on. One of the Inner Circle members from our Patreon page, Tara Widener, Keith Nagel, Stefan Ward. Maybe one of them want to come out and review an episode with me. I'm more than happy to do that. And speaking of Patreon, if you do enjoy the show, you can go to patreon.com/blackandahalf and become a Patreon member for just like $1. $1 a month. And yeah, $1 a month, you become a member of the League of Extraordinary Listeners. So feel free to do that. Also, go to Apple Podcasts. Please like, review, and rate 5 stars this podcast, and it'd be much appreciated. So, we're going to review 2 episodes today. Oh, today's episode brought to you by myself, Silas Lindenstein at Skyline Properties. If you are looking to buy or sell a home in the state of Washington, in the Seattle, Washington area, please give me an email. Send me an email, silas@silasgetsreal.com. Or if you're anywhere else in the nation, if you're looking to buy a home, you can go to the sister podcast, You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, or at yourbuyingahome.com, or wherever you're listening to this podcast. It's probably a link there. And I can refer you to an agent anywhere in the U.S. Just let me know. And of course, and listen to the podcast to find out the best way to buy a home, the step-by-step process. But that's that podcast, not this podcast. Here, we'll be back in a second after this theme music for the wonderful Aileen Perron. She did it for us years ago. Open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to Black and a Half. Episode number 138, Black and a Half Reviews.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by, stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive.
Live long. Live long. And prosper. And prosper. And prosper.
And we are back. Hey, I mean, I said that before, but now I'm back. Okay. This Black and Half Reviews, doing two films today. Holidate on Netflix and Yes, God, Yes. I'm going to start off with Holiday because that was the last I saw that one earlier. It just came out like last week. Now, warn you, Holiday is a rom-com. And not everyone's a fan of rom-coms. They have a special place in the world and a special place in your heart. Some of you, maybe they don't make it into your heart. You don't like rom-coms. If you don't like rom-coms, you will not like this film. I will tell you that right away. Holidate is an ultimate rom-com. It's self-aware. I did enjoy that a lot. It's very self-aware of what it is, but and I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it overall. But let me cut into my review. So, Holiday, Netflix film. It's rated TV MA, so that means it never's going to the theater. That's never gonna. It's not gonna happen. Why bother, right? 1 hour 43 minutes. Written by Tiffany Paulson, directed by John Whitesell. The cast, it stars Emma Roberts, Luke Bracey, and Kristen Chenoweth. Yeah, Kristen Chenoweth. Nice little supporting role in there. That was a delightful little role. Luke Bracey, I believe he's an Australian actor. He was Australian character, at least, because there was no reason. I don't think it was even mentioned that he was Australian. Just clearly had the accent. That was kind of amusing. Just, sure, never mention it. Doesn't sound strange at all. I mean, I guess it shouldn't. We should accept all accents in this country if we're really being open, right? The story. Fed up with being single on the holidays, two strangers agree to be each other's platonic plus ones all year long, only to catch real feelings along the way. Now, you knew that was going to happen just because of the rom-com part, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah, feelings come out. Let me tell you. Okay. This film is, it's colorful. It's very colorful. It's very funny. Kristen Chenoweth is a delight. Emma Roberts holds this film really well. As the lead character, she had a recent breakup, right? As they all do. Like I could just read the plot of any rom-com and it probably fits. I will say that. But she recently broke up, and then she gets invited to, she's at Christmas, and she's alone. Everyone wants to know why she's alone. And then we also flash to Luke Bracey, who's been brought to some parents' house after the third date, and it's awkward. It's awkward being that Christmas date there. And then events happen, and they meet up. These two strangers meet at a store and share their frustration with dating. And Emma Roberts' character, she already knows about the holiday from her aunt, who is Kristen Chenoweth. She tells the dude, I got to look up their names. I've read into their character names now. I forgot to note that down. So Sloane is Emma, right? She already knew about she learned about the holiday, tells it to him. He thinks it's a brilliant idea and eventually convinces her that they should do that. They're just going to be platonic because they're strangers and they're just going to be each other's dates for upcoming New Year's. And then they decide, well, how about for Valentine's Day? So they don't have to worry about dates or anything. And yes, of course, over the course of this, adventures ensue where they're put into circumstances and they get to know each other. And then they separately, you know, feelings or I don't want to blow it. Look, the worst thing about spoiling a rom-com is you almost spoil the entire thing because there's not a lot to it, right? But I basically want to tell you, Emma Roberts does a great job. I said before holding it up. Why is Luke Australian? His name is Jackson in this. There's no real reason for him. It did have a nice also. Manish Dayal played a character named Farooq, a doctor who keeps trying to get set up with Sloane. The parents are trying to set him up as a neighbor. So he's sort of a, he's kind of used as a jealousy tool in this. He does a nice job. Yeah, it's a, other than that, it's a pretty Caucasian cast. Come on, Netflix. Let's hope your Christmas movies aren't so Hallmarky in your whiteness. They aren't. I see other things coming up. So thank you for that. But this is the token romantic rom-com. They're all white people, for the most part, film. But it's enjoyable, right? Okay, let me tell you the best things about this. Best things about the film. It's self-aware of what it is. So they even reference, like, oh, I hate rom-coms, how unbelievable they are, right? And so, and then they bring that up occasionally about it, this not being a rom-com, which it is. And so it's funny in its self-awareness. And it being self-aware, they have these, which is one of my other favorite things about this. They have fun setups for cliche moments in rom-coms and kind of twist them on their head a little bit. And that is fun to watch. The two leads are adorable. That's what I put. The three worst things about this film: it's predictable. You know, but I mean, you're watching it because it is predictable. You're watching it for that comfort. It's like when you're sick and you eat the same comfort food. That's all this is. It's watching this film as you being sick and eating a comfort food. The characters didn't get presented with any serious obstacle surmount. You know, I mean, it's not like neither of them were attached to anybody, right? They're just, other than they're supposed to be platonic agreement in the beginning, maybe, you know, recent breakup or whatever, but there was no serious obstacles preventing these two from being together pretty much at any point. Like, give her leprosy, right? Do something. Otherwise, why? Okay. Not too much is memorable about the film. I will say that. I kind of have to recite the film because I don't, you know, I even watched the trailer again to remind myself of stuff. And I'm like, you know, no, there's not a lot of scenes that are super, that are very memorable, or even lines. So I don't know how much staying power this has. I think the title is the biggest draw to it. It sounds like an interesting rom-com. Holiday. Oh, that should be fun. But there's nothing memorable about it. The lesson on this: it doesn't matter what rules you set up, a cute couple that spends a lot of time together will get together in bed, right? There's no nudity in this, so don't get your hopes up on either front. Then the final word on this, I put a predictable yet fun romantic comedy that will pass the time quickly and make you feel optimistic about love. And isn't that what a movie should do? I mean, that's what a rom-com should do, at least. So feel pretty good about yourself, about things in life. Oh yeah, it can work out. It can work out. But don't look for genius in this film. It's beautifully colored. I really like the coloring, the art direction on it. The directing, what could you do? You know what? It got edited from beginning to end. You made it. You put together a film. I don't have a feature film rom-com under my belt. This director, John Whitesell. Whitesell. Such a white film. No wonder. He finished a film. And that's what's important. Who am I to judge? Well, I'm the reviewer, so I'm judging in that sense. But, yeah, good effort. Good effort. So I have my verdict on it. The 3L system gives me the choice of love it, like it, or lose it. I'm going to pick one of those. Love it is that movie that you come out of the theater, you tell everybody about. You really think everyone should see this. Like it, there's a variety of ways like it can go. like it is, you can like it because it's so bad that you really liked it. It was so bad. Or you can like it as like, oh, I like that film. Yeah, you should catch that if you have a chance, right? And then there's Lose It, where you should not waste your time. Like, I already wasted my time so that you didn't have to. Okay? So do that. Don't waste your time. Lose it. That's what Silas doth say. Okay. And then I'm gonna give this a like it. I will, because I think you can catch it on it and go, it wasn't bad. Here's the thing, it wasn't really bad. It was just kind of there. And sometimes that's okay. All right? Sometimes that's okay. The next movie that we're going to talk about is Yes, God, Yes. I'm pulling up my notes here. Yes, God, Yes. This is also a Netflix film. It technically was a 2019 film, but it just got released now. So this isn't late, folks. This isn't a late review. You look it up, you'll say, oh, it's a 2019. It just came out. It did awards or something. It did festivals. That was the thing. Originally, fun fact, it was originally a short film with the same star and director and writer, and then that was working out, so they wrote a whole thing for it. Yeah, that was pretty cool, I thought. Then it wrote a feature, yeah. So it's got some history. So it is a dark comedy, rated R, 1 hour, 18 minutes. So pretty short film, barely a film, barely a feature. Written and directed by Karen Main. Now it stars Natalia Dyer, Timothy Simmons, Wolfgang Novogratz, Francesca Riehl, and Susan Blackwell. That they star in this film. Mostly it's Natalia Dyer. Natalia Dyer, who's also on Stranger Things. And they also have another, I forget which one she is on here, but they have another actor that's from, I believe it's Francesca Riehl, if I'm not mistaken. She's on, not her. That's the best friend. But they have another actress from on here that is 10 Things, the 10 Reasons Why, 12 Reasons Why. Alicia Bow. She shows up on this. She is so it's like I don't know if all these Netflix people are getting put in films together or what. I don't know. It seems that did seem a little funny. Like, whoa, another Netflix person. Didn't know there's a club. Apparently there's a club. Whichever. More about it. Written, directed by the story, in their own words, after an innocent AOL chat turns racy, a Catholic teenager in the early 2000s discovers masturbating and struggles to suppress her new urges in the face of eternal damnation. So, yeah, you're not warned until they do the AOL and you're like, oh, it's clearly dated, and her computer as such. It's kind of a coming of age story and a sort of a send up, not a satire on hypocrisy. There's a lot of hypocrisy about sex within the church. from usually from the people that are preaching it, right? So this film is sort of a, I won't say coming of age, but it's about Natalia Dyer's character learning, Alice, learning about sexual feelings. She starts getting sexual feelings and then goes off to this camp. And at this camp, she discovers other people are having sexual feelings, but they're kind of hiding it or lying about it. And she has to figure those things out, how people can do that, right? And just like, how can you be telling me I shouldn't do these things, but clearly you are, you know. She's very intrigued by this, which as the Catholic, you know, she's been sheltered. So then everything that people does reminds her of sex, and she just keeps thinking of it. Not acting on it, well, other than a little bit herself or trying to. And she has to deal with some rumors about her that someone had that she doesn't even quite understand what they mean. It is a dark film. It's really funny. It tickled my funny bone. I'll tell you that. Some of the humor is really inappropriate. It's never gross or anything, but it's stuff you wouldn't expect from a church. But I really found it. Timothy Simmons is in it. He was on Veep. He plays a priest in there, which is really funny if you know his role from Veep, the bumbling buffoon legislator, eventually assistant, then a legislator. He's a priest in here, and he's really excellent in that role. Natalia does a wonderful job carrying the film, which I guess I shouldn't be surprised she did do good in Stranger Things, but she is in a majority of this. I don't know if there's a scene really without her in the whole film. It's her story, and she does a wonderful job in it. I think they hit tonally. They hit their stride early on. It plays really well. This dark comedy plays really well. I recommend this film. I think it's, I just keep rambling that it's so good. Let me just read some of the stuff I wrote. Best, the dark humor. It's really funny. It's really well acted, especially by Natalia Dyer as the lead role of Alice. The story doesn't mock religion, but rather points out the hypocrisy of those who are overly judgy. Yeah. Worst things about it. Some clueless characters. Some you're like, how did they not? No, come on. Some people seem dumber than the world of the play, as I used to say, the world of the film leads you to believe. Like, you're like, they got to know what's up, right? There's plot points that are kind of stretched to make their point and to make events keep going, that it's nearly, I'm like, can kind of take you out because it almost seems not quite believable, you know? Then, one thing I would have liked to see, when I put the lack of character development in the parents. Her parents are in this, and you get that she's going to Catholic school, and there's a little bit of scenes with the parents, a couple, but you don't, like, I want to know more about the history of her and her parental relationship to see if this is why she's so clueless about sex and what makes her curious about it. I want to know, does she see affection in the house? What goes on? I want to know more about that side of the story. And though me wanting to know more actually is kind of also good, because the director and author made me want to hear more, but would have felt a little more complete knowing where this all came from. The lesson of the film: we are all just trying to figure out our shit. I think that's the lesson. Once you see it, you'll connect more with that. So this is a dark, this dark comedy is a mix of coming of age and a calling out of hypocrisy in the religion. You'll laugh when you shouldn't, and quite often. Yeah. My 3L system gives, my 3L system, we already talked about that. I'm going to give it a like it, almost a like it plus. Did enjoy it. So there we are. That's the review. I wanted to get these out. I love the title, Yes, God, Yes, because it relates to sex. And I didn't catch that for a little bit until like right before I did the review, that even the title is a kind of a sexual undertone to it. Yeah, that's it. So the review today, we got Yes, God, Yes, giving that a like it. And we did Holiday, another like it. Very different films. Comedies at different ends of the spectrum, I'd say. But both will make you laugh depending on how you, what you're going for. So, okay, that's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Short episode today, but just two films. What you gonna do? I do have some TV shows to recommend, but you know what? I kind of want to finish them and then tell you about them. I've done some pilots and feeling a little guilty when I just saw the pilot, whether I should tell you to keep going or not. But and let me hear from you. If you want to hear my TV reviews, let me know. If you'd rather hear me finish it completely before I go and review it, or if you just want the impression from the pilot, let me know and I'll do that for you. But thank you for tuning in for this special edition of Black and a Half, of Black and a Half Reviews. And until next time, happy movie watching.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by. Stand by. Stand by. Stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Live long and prosper.